Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
Poison ivy occasionally comes up in conversation. The conversation's generally on how to identify this infamous plant. Perhaps a little refresher on identification might be helpful. Poison ivy's been documented in all but a few counties in North Dakota, and it very likely is in the other counties as well, but just has not been collected. It might surprise some of you, but poison ivy is a shrub in our region. It grows to between 1 and 2 feet tall. It's rhizomatous, and as a result, often grows in patches, sometimes quite thick. It grows upright, and unlike most shrubs we're familiar with, poison ivy produces few branches. Looking at the plant, one may not identify it as a shrub, but the woody growth is often apparent near the base of the plant. Many of you have certainly heard the saying, leaves in three, let it be. That's good advice. The leaves of poison ivy are alternate on the stem and grow near the tip of the branch. The leaf stalk, or petiole, is long and produces three shiny leaflets, which are often about as long as wide. The margins of the leaves are often entire, but some are coarsely toothed. Early in the growing season, the leaves are maybe 2 inches or so in length, but become larger as the growing season progresses. The leaves often droop, which can be helpful characteristic in identification, and the leaves can occasionally have a reddish tinge, or what some people will call a bronzy color, parts of the leaves. The plant produces rather inconspicuous flower clusters in June, and subsequently persistent fruit, which is a pale yellowish color with a tint of green. They're about a quarter of an inch in diameter and resemble the fruits of buckbrush, also known as western snowberry. Simply touching the leaves may result in blistering. From the time the exposure to blistering can be quite variable. The active agent is urushiol, which, because it's an oil, is not soluble in water, so flushing the exposed area with water doesn't work. Based on my experiences, Technu, that's a trademark name, is a product that's quite effective on skin as well as clothing and other items contaminated with poison ivy oils. There's much to see and do in the outdoors this time of year, but please watch out for poison ivy. I've put a couple pictures of poison ivy along with the text of this natural North Dakota. You can access it at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.